it's 7 and a half of the hour on Thursday. Wait a minute. Is today Thursday? It is.
Okay.
All day. You've been lost.
I have been. You're right.
All day.
All day. It's Thursday. And this is the Doug Steffen Good Day Today program. Do you think we should change the name of the program? Good Day
what?
Today. We could call it the Good Day Today program.
Today.
Today. Oh, good
today.
Day.
Today sounds announcery.
Yeah.
It's Good Day Today.
Jennifer Horn had a birthday yesterday.
Today.
She's now a year older. Isn't that silly how people are? Every second we get older. So what's the big thing? It's just the anniversary of your having come in.
I noticed that my memory and my bladder went yesterday, though.
Really?
I'm really excited about
that. Walked into the... You'll love this, Jennifer. I mean, Roberta. So I'm walking into the restaurant where they're having a birthday lunch.
Yeah.
And Jennifer says, oh, excuse me, I have to go to the bathroom.
My gosh.
Yeah, I show up and to the bathroom she goes.
That's where I was headed when you got there. I was already on my way. And then
how do you carry that bag around?
That's why my neck
that's
always
what women
hurts.
Do.
Really? That bag?
Sorry. My I have neck never, and shoulders. Whew.
Meredith doesn't go move an inch without a bag of some sort. And she says to me, that's what girls do. Why?
Yep.
What are you carrying with you?
We carry an extra pair of shoes, you know, our lunch, a day's worth of clothing.
Okay, that's Roberta's bag.
Okay. What's in your bag?
About 75 lip glosses.
Ah, okay.
A wallet with way too much change in it, because that's why it's heavy.
Yeah.
A hairbrush, two lotions,
and a
hand sanitizer, a package of Kleenex, a pack of gum. A pen, a notepad, because I always like to be prepared. Business cards, business card holder.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Aspirin. Oh, drugs. My sack of drugs.
Oh, drugs. So a sack of drugs. Absolutely.
I do have my sack of drugs. Which has not only, it has the emergency Pepto pill that's like 5,000 years old that's probably not even in its wrapper anymore that's turned all of my ibuprofen pink.
Right. Exactly.
But I carry it around.
Fall and feel good again.
What else is in there? It's just, you know, it just is a catch-all. It really is. Oh, powder. I have a compact.
Right, I asked. Roberta,
the
deals
of our lives.
Good, fine.
The but Roberta is speaking like a New Yorker, not to interrupt you here.
No, of course not.
I wouldn't dream of doing that. But as a New Yorker, Roberta says she carries shoes with her, and I see how that's very practical, because if you're walking, you don't want to be in your cute shoes, so you have some flats with you.
Right. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Right, Roberta Fasinelli.
The tourists of the 20-somethings from the outer burbs who are walking around in high heels. Like, are you kidding me?
I'm going to leave early.
That's what's in the bag.
I may leave earlier than I said I was going to leave. All right, anyway, can we get away from the Babs? Actually, sorry. I don't know. Am I sorry I asked that question? I guess it's informative. Maybe the reflective thing. People tell me all the time when they respond, they send email to Doug at DougSteffen.com or Jennifer at DougSteffen.com or Roberta at DougSteffen.com or Rich at DougSteffen.com, that one of the things they like the most about the interchange here, the exchange of ideas, is when I just drop something, that just it's just a quick drop, and it goes on, the two of you, on and 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 on.
There is mystery surrounding purse contents for men, though. I think.
Oh, yeah.
I think men always want to know what's in there, because it is heavy.
I think they're afraid. You know, when sometimes Tal asks me, he says, you know, you got a $5 bill? And I say, yes, it's in my wallet.
So I want to know.
In my purse, and go get it. And this look of horror goes over his face. Like,
do you have...
I have to go in your purse?
Different...
I don't know what's in there.
Last week, when Meredith was here, we went across country, because she was going to a funeral in Philadelphia. And she said she had a pocketbook or whatever. I don't know if is it even still referred to as a pocketbook? What's it called?
It's your bag.
Bag, okay.
A purse.
So she had a bag I hadn't seen before. I said, what's that bag? She says, my funeral bag.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know what I carry inside my bag also, Jed, is a smaller bag.
I'm really sorry I brought this
in case, I have to go out somewhere and I don't want to take a really big one and I'm not, home where I can get the smaller bag. I just carry a little smaller bag inside the bigger one.
I even have my keys set up. I'm sorry that this is going back, but listen to this. You'll appreciate this. Because I carry more keys than Schneider. I've got my parents, both of my, you know, a divorced kid here. I've got both parents' house keys.
Right.
I've got my own house keys. I have office keys. I mean, I've got keys to everything.
Right.
And my car keys. So to get ready, if I have to go into a small bag quick, I've actually done my keys so that I can just unclip like half of them. I'll leave one half in the big bag and take the little, just my car and house keys with me in my small bag.
Uh-huh. Actually, I have
you
mine,
in the studio.
Actually, I have mine on a lanyard that's attached to the outside of my bag, so I can throw them in the bag, and then I can just retrieve them by pulling at the string, because otherwise I never
Michael,
find
is
them.
Rich there yet?
At the bottom of the bag.
Do you use the purse hook? Have you used those yet?
Yes, so I have, yes.
So you don't have to put your purse on the ground?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I live in New York. It's filthy on the ground.
It is filthy. That's why I was thinking you might like the purse hook.
Oh, yeah, yeah. In fact, I even have a no-shoe policy in the house because it's so filthy. And then we spray the bottom of our shoes with alcohol once a week because it's just disgusting out there. It's, you know, you got dogs.
Whiskey, vodka.
And people, you know, spitting and Lord knows what else is on the streets. Blah, blah. In fact, you know, if you go to the high-end hair salons, they actually give you these huge bags, like these huge felt bags.
Yeah, those
put
little
your purse
paper
in.
Bags. Yeah, exactly.
So when you put it on the floor, it doesn't touch the floor.
Mm-hmm. Can get hair in it.
Right, and whatever else. Yeah.
Are we quite done with this now?
For now.
You know, this is 5 minutes later after I brought it. This was like
this
a quick...
fascinating stuff.
Ah, it's fascinating.
Absolutely.
Right. How did I get started on this?
The secrets of women's.
You asked. This was all your fault. Because we were at lunch for my birthday, and I moved my bag away from your face.
That's it, yeah.
And you said, what do you keep in there?
And I
had
four French fries out of the whole lunch.
There you go.
All right, anyway. So we've now examined.
You were saying, boss?
I was saying it's time for a quick tease as to what we're going to get from the Queen of Cheap.
What am I going to pull out of my bag?
4 minutes ago I was going to say that. The Queen of Cheap deals that are coming up today include...
American Girl, you know, those scary dolls. Yeah. Einstein Bagels, Panda Express, Whole Foods. Well, we got a deal for you for Whole Foods, all coming up on the Queen of Cheap.
All right, Jen, CBS issuing some strict wardrobe guidelines. You're going to talk about that later in the television report, right?
Yep, absolutely. And a new NCIS spinoff.
Really? Mm-hmm. Another one? They're going to have three
another
of them.
Another one, yep.
NCIS Washington?
NCIS, I don't know yet, but we'll
NCIS Miami? I know. NCIS Framingham.
I like that. That has a ring to it.
Doesn't have a ring to it? All right, so anyway, let's see where else we can go here without getting too lost. The idea of a new testosterone product may not excite the women in the audience till they find out how good this is. Oh, by the way, we're going to have another winner later in the hour from our Alimmune Stay Healthy Tip Department. If you got one, you go to facebook.com/good day. Check out the picture of peaches in there as well. But to add your healthy tip, you could win a free month of Alimmune. Get to that in a little bit. Right now, though, boosting free testosterone and nitric oxide in your system, why is that a good idea? For men, free testosterone, your number ought to be to perform well, to live well, to be healthy, somewhere between 600 and 700. Most men, when they get into their 50s, or even Richie's age, their number drops down to like 300, because as you get older, you lose your testosterone, or most men do, and so... Under the circumstances, in order to be able to perform, have energy, all that stuff, you need to have a number that's up closer to 600-700. And a lot of men don't have that, but a way to get it is with T-Gen, has a nitro boost additive to it, nitric oxide, in fact, which improves blood flow, and that's why performance, exercising, muscle tissue, all enhanced by taking T-Gen with nitro boost. So, you'd like to safely and naturally raise your free testosterone so that you are healthy. You try T-Gen with Nitro Boost for half price. Mention Doug Steffen when you call 800-631-6443. Some people ask me if I take this, and I'll never tell. 800-631-6443. You'll have a great libido, better performance. And you'll get the whole product for 50% off. You mentioned Doug Steffen. 90-day money-back guarantee. All you need to know is that T-Gen with Nitro Boost is really good for you. It's all natural. And that's probably all you need to know. 800-631-6443.
It hurts to have a cold. Not only are you congested, your body aches and your head aches. the pain and the cold symptoms with Advil Congestion Relief, the only over-the-counter cold and sinus medicine that combines Advil with a proven decongestant to relieve the pain and sinus pressure that come with the cold. Advil Congestion Relief. Tough on pain, tough on colds. Use as directed.
Last year, I filed my federal taxes online. They said it would be free, but it wasn't. That's why I'm using TaxAct.com, a truly free federal filing solution.
TaxAct.com.
Their code is like mine, and they have a choir to sing about it. They believe in
integrity.
They mean what they say. Like when they say free, they mean it. For all e-fileable federal forms.
Simplicity.
It's fast and easy. They walk you through every step, and I have access to immediate help when I need it. They pledge to get you the maximum refund, and accuracy is guaranteed. No restrictions.
Value.
Tax Act is the most complete free federal tax filing solution online. It hunts down all my deductions to give me tax savings. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. All e-fileable federal forms are free.
Free.
TaxAct.com. It's how we act.
TaxAct.com.
All right, so Roberta Fasanelli is our queen of cheap, and because we've just had a changing in the guard, so that Richie has taken the seat.
She's the queen.
It takes a moment to get things warmed up there.
Wow!
As soon as he gets his T-gen pill, he's all set.
I got it. I feel virile, vigorous, and potent.
Now he's very potent. All right, what do we have in the queen of cheap box today, Roberta?
Well, let's start with American Girl dolls. You know those dolls, the little kids. Some of those girls really love them.
Trying to keep my daughter off of that for another year or two.
To me, they're like Chucky. You know those scary dolls in the horror films
that eyes follow you.
They really creep me out. But yeah. Some little girls love them, and there are free American Girl in-store events going on, and we tell you exactly how to find them and where they are.
And don't laugh. My mother-in-law bought my daughter a doll that looked just like Chucky, and I made her throw it away.
Oh,
where were you? And I needed you 10 minutes ago to bring that up while these guys were talking about their pocketbooks.
It's a wonderful discussion. Einstein Bagels. Buy one egg sandwich, get one free. That's good through the 10th. Free Panda Express. Tangy Jumbo Shrimp. Celebrate the Chinese New Year. That's good through the 13th.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Just a second.
What?
What's the Chinese New Year got to do with...
with Jumbo Shrimp?
Panda Express is an Asian restaurant. Chinese
Yeah, no, I got that. I didn't shrimp, I guess.
And
yeah, okay.
The 13th, you know, you can go for an early Valentine's Day gift,
right.
You know,
yeah,
for
exactly.
Whoever.
Shrimp.
Make a cheap.
Give your girlfriend
at Panda
shrimp.
Express.
At Panda Express.
Take my wife to Panda Express for Valentine's
shrimp,
Day. And,
you're exactly the year of the shrimp.
It's over.
Yeah.
Whole Foods, you get a $10 bonus when you buy a $100 gift card, but, you know, you don't have to give the gift card to anybody. Just get it for yourself and get the free $10 bonus. And Bath and Body Works, same thing, the free item when you purchase $10 worth of stuff. And that free item can be worth up to $14. So it's a great idea if you go there and just get stuff for yourself. You don't have to worry about buying it as gifts. And all of the stuff you'll find at the Queen of Cheap section at DougStefan.com, plus lots of other really cool deals in there. Some of them are evergreen, a lot of the stuff for military, so go check it out.
All right, we have a lot of things. Somebody told us yesterday in our staff meeting that we have a busy website. Isn't that, was that kind of the way it was described, Richard?
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff there.
There is. And included, if you go to the Queen of Cheap Box for the deals that Roberta just outlined, go right next door to where our supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, posts his information. Find out how supermarkets are going to benefit from the proposed rules for school snacks. Those of you who are preparing everyday snacks or meals or whatever, or lunch for your children before you send them off to school, this is a very helpful box. There's all kinds of things for families and food in there, because Phil knows his way around better than anybody in the country when it comes to supermarket shopping, food, and that sort of thing. So you'll want to check out what perhaps the guides might be for school snacks. Supermarket Guru Box, next to Roberta's Queen of Cheap at DougStefan.com.
Balance, harmony, mental alertness, physical well-being. If once you possess these qualities, but stress now weighs you down, you can get your mental edge back in a holistic approach with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Not a drug. Nootropic Mind Power is a lasting, proven natural supplement. with 12 powerful ingredients in nutraceutical compounds and are non-GMO. Plus, it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday today.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Junior Sound of American Idol on last night with the first group of men, including this group, with a rousing rendition of Somebody to Love.
This morning I get up, I die a little.
Queen.
Take a look in the mirror and cry.
I like it so far.
Yeah, it was good.
Was it? Good does this do, though? Somebody explain to me why they have to do men.
What they do is, it was all the guys last night, and what they do at the beginning of the year is they force four or five of them to get together and work out a song, pick from a list of 20 songs.
So these guys don't know each other. They're not necessarily
friends. They don't
know
each other from Adam. And
are they in Hollywood, or are they in some
they're
place?
They're in Hollywood.
So the auditions are over.
The auditions are over.
Okay.
So, well, this is just the next phase of auditions. So what they do is they're forced Yeah, this was the little guy.
All right, let's keep moving.
So they're forced to get along, to pick a song together, and to practice it.
All right. So. Next group, Reach Out, I'll Be There. Only one of the group doesn't make it through, despite them not being really familiar.
No, they weren't big. They weren't good. They didn't know the song.
That's embarrassing.
So they're no good. Third group, Richie.
But the thing that will get you here, Doug, is of the five, I think it was five guys up there, only one of them had ever heard the song before.
No!
And the judges were like, even Keith Urban was like, I'm from Australia, and I know the song.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah,
what does that tell you?
It says nothing good. All right, next group had a church choir rendition of Lazy Song. This is apparently good, Richie. You watch this.
This is a Bruno Mars song.
All right, so this is the first round of Men on American Idol. I love this song. You know what? I have a confession to make, Roberta. I actually, Sunday morning when I got up, I turned on the television for a minute, and Jimmy Swaggart was on. And he was in, I don't know whether this is his normal routine, because I haven't watched Jimmy Swaggart. I mean, I can't tell you. I really haven't paid much attention to him other than when he got caught with his pants down. And, I mean, everybody knows who he is. So he's in this church, whether it's his or not, I don't know. He doesn't say anything. He keeps going back and forth. Gospel songs that were, it was the same song over and over again, but boy, was it great. It brings me back to me remembering why I loved singing in the church choir so much. This doesn't bring you there.
Swear I'm not doing anything.
All right. Next group on American Idol last night, Hold On, I'm Coming.
Don't you ever
be a little Sam and Dave for you.
Yeah. What do you think of this? Did you see this, Richie?
I did.
What do you think of this?
This guy's got a great voice.
Yeah. So you like this? All right, I like this next song, so let's see if we can get a bit of it before we run out of time here. This is Some Kind of Wonderful.
I don't need all types of money. I don't need a big fine car. I got everything.
Well, all the singers made it through, though. All right, let's see.
Well, there was a couple that did this song, and one of them was good, one of them was good.
Yeah, but they made it through. Sixth group, very confident they won't forget their lyrics, but that is what happened.
There's like seven lyrics in this whole song.
If we don't know these lyrics.
All right, never mind. I don't know
you know what happened.
Yeah, right. All right, more lyrics. This is Payphone, the next group, singing Payphone. I don't even know that song.
I know it's hard to remember.
Yeah.
Only one made it through in that performance.
There was some really good talent and then some really not good talent. So
all right, so that summarizes, you know, it's pretty much where it is at the beginning of the season. American Idol highlights here on Good Day at 28 after the hour.
Have you been thinking of a way to make this Valentine's Day extra special? Well, here's an idea for the perfect finishing touch to any Valentine's Day plans. Gourmet, freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries. No matter what else you have planned, these gourmet dipped strawberries will make it the perfect Valentine's Day. Imagine the smile on her face when just when she thinks you're out of surprises, you top off her amazing day with a box of juicy, delicious gourmet strawberries. They're freshly dipped in white and milk chocolatey goodness and then covered in decadent toppings like chocolate chips and nuts. And because we want this day to be unforgettable for both of you, we're offering our decadent gourmet berries starting at $19.99. That's right, $19.99. But don't wait, because Valentine's Day is next week, and this offer expires this Friday. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to berries.com, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, and enter secret code 800. That's berries.com, secret code 800.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, get 50% off banners and posters. No coupon needed. Limited time only. Details in-store and at staples.com/copy and print. Staples. That was easy.
It hurts to have a cold. Not only are you congested, your body aches and your head aches. Fight the pain and the cold symptoms with Advil Congestion Relief, the only over-the-counter cold and sinus medicine that combines Advil with a proven decongestant to relieve the pain and sinus pressure that come with the cold. Advil Congestion Relief. Tough on pain, tough on colds. Use as directed.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll-free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
After on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program with R. McFadden. He's at the controls in our studio in Washington. R. Fasinelli. The R doesn't stand for the same thing. She's in New York. Jay Horn is in Los Angeles where I am. Really?
You're good friends.
That's sweet, yeah. All right, so Jennifer has the television report in a few minutes. CBS is told, well, they're doing the telling. Mm-hmm. And so we get to that in a few minutes. Before that, however, we have our video of the day, which is very, we're not going to play any audio because there's no audio really with it, but I call your attention to it because it is an amazing, amazing discovery into reality. This is a new Audi that parks itself. And it's available now. You go to work, you get out of the car to go into the office, you hit something on your smartphone, Audi goes to the parking lot, finds its place, goes to the place, shuts itself off.
Oh, so it doesn't just pull into the spot, it actually drives. It's like a valet.
Watch the video. Watch the video. Speaking of video and audio, here's a... this is perhaps, this could be an hour's discussion. It may not be worth an hour, but it's...
will it be? Because I'm just trying to schedule my time.
No, it's no, probably not. This is an excerpt of a courtroom drama. Mm-hmm. The judge here is getting lip from some young, smart Cuban in a Miami courtroom. She gets a little too fresh with him, and he gives her what for? Not once. Not twice. She's so stupid.
It's awesome.
She keeps talking and he throws her in jail. Listen to this.
Wow. Bye-bye.
Adios. Come back, ma'am. Come back. Come on, we'll be $10,000.
$10,000 fine for giving him this.
Are you serious? I am serious. Adios. Adios. Again.
What's up?
I believe I heard you saying to...
Yes, I did. I'm not going to...
I believe you... Did you say...
Yes, I
Actually, I
did you say that?
Yes, sir.
Oh, you did say that?
I'm not
I find you in direct criminal contempt. 30 days in the county jail.
Wow.
I'll show you. Good for him.
You how stupid is so? How arrogant, whatever, is youth? Is youthful arrogance? What is that? I don't care. It's like, phew, to you. You know, the American.
I wonder what she was in court for.
I don't know, but she sounded like she could use a little time with a mop and a brush.
A little lesson in respect for authority.
Yeah,
right. Yeah. Well, I mean, authority doesn't deserve respect just because it's authority, but it's how.
But people
when you're in a courthouse, when you're in a courthouse situation, you have to know how to act.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. All right. So there's a little audio for your listening and dancing pleasure. Now, you heard in the let's see when we adios is right. Adios. So on Monday, we played the audio from the Dodge commercial, the Paul Harvey God Made a Farmer audio that was the sort of the impetus for the Dodge Ram commercial. Now, there are a couple of things that have come out of that, including some black farmers who are upset. I don't know that it's the black farmers. It's Al Sharpton and his bunch. They said, well, what about black farmers?
Oh, they didn't show any black farmers on the commercial?
No.
Oh.
So now Dodge, I think.
How's anybody that stupid that they wouldn't think about throwing every single race in there so that they don't offend anybody?
Right.
How
is Dodge Hispanic that stupid? Farmers.
I mean, I thought every single company on the face of the earth knows that you have to throw somebody from every single race into a commercial so that you don't offend anybody.
Where are the Asians?
Right. Exactly. Right?
Yeah, because nobody gets the point.
Yeah, that's sure the Chinese farmer.
Chinese farmer. Yeah. Right.
Right.
Right. So anyway. You can take that where you would like to take it, folks. Do whatever you'd like with it. There's a little tongue-in-cheek, but not really in that. 888-302-3684. Come on. Call. Now,
you
as,
do.
A, as, a
fact.
As a backdrop to that, there's a parody that has been released. You know how my friend Bob Rivers up in Seattle comes up with some great parodies? So this is the voice of somebody who sounds like Paul Harvey. But isn't. And it's a play on God Made Farmers called God Made a DJ.
And on the 364th day, when God was bored and simply trying to use up all his spare leftover parts, he said, I need someone to get up at 3:30 in the morning with a big mouth and a small amount of common sense. So God made a DJ. He said, I need someone who always knows the time and the temperature, the latest internet rumor, and what time the band takes the stage. So God made a DJ. I need someone willing to give caller number 8 a pair of tickets to the Herpes Simplex 12 screen, to spend their Saturdays handing out pizza to used car salesmen, and to ask every single caller what station's doing it for you. So God made a DJ. I need someone whose voice and face don't match, like the roar of a lion coming out of the butt of a chihuahua. So God made a DJ. I need someone who can say with a straight face that Nickelback is their favorite band, to ask you for the phrase that pays, and then inform you that you're listening to the hot rockin', flame-throwin', booty-kickin', steamrollin', porn-shuckin' tower of hit music power that's shaking the lakes and rocking the docks. So God made a DJ. He's a maestro of sexual innuendo, a virtuoso of the fart sound effect, and he or she is always doing it with you, to you, and for you, right up until the big hour of 10 o'clock or beyond. Yes, God made a DJ so that one day when your child comes to you and says, when I grow up, I want to be a doctor, a lawyer, a policeman, a carny, a clown, or a mime, you will have someone else to point to and say, just so you don't end up like that. And that's why God made a DJ.
God love him.
Gives me hope.
Yeah,
there's still talent out there. Isn't
yes, there is. If we could not bury it under all of the ruinous garbage that comes to the big companies, but there's still some good independent owners.
The inside joke is that there are talented people out there, and the big companies don't let them be talented.
No, they go
they
away.
Make them read the card and
no, they
play
want
the
rubber
music.
Stamp. They want everybody right. the same.
All right, so now there's a. We haven't posted this, but it's all over YouTube. The one of the videos of the day, you can only put up one at DougStefan.com. I'm a dinner jacket. Went to Egypt this week. Iranian President Mahmoud
Ahmadinejad.
With
his members only jacket.
Right.
So you remember, well, how many years ago was it? 5-6 years ago when George Bush was someplace and somebody threw a shoe at him?
Yeah.
Okay. So look at
this.
More
than that.
Yeah. So Ahmadinejad is greeted yesterday by a group of men throwing shoes at him when he arrives in Cairo. It's on the news agency, the Cairo news agency. He's smiling, shaking hands in a crowd that he thinks are supporters. One guy throws shoes at him, and then another guy throws shoes at him, and then a whole bunch of people throw shoes at him. It's actually, one guy yells at him, "You killed our brothers!" And then the other, it was like an attack, but it's amusing in that we don't, most of us like Ahmadinejad for fairly obvious reasons. So it's fun.
Throw shoes, right.
And most of the shoes are expensive shoes, I'm told, by people who examine this.
That's the ultimate insult, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Throwing shoes? Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Insult.
Yeah.
Anybody hit him?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's great.
Because shoes, I think, are considered extremely unclean.
Yeah.
And it got his members only jacket all dirty.
You take off your shoes before you enter the house.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, it's something you can look for. The next item of interest here, Doug is headed out in about an hour to head east.
Good luck getting home, Doug.
Oh, I'll get home fine. I'll be home tonight.
He won't come back, though.
Yeah.
Not until maybe next Wednesday.
I'll
be back. You know what? The news media makes a big deal out of this. I'm looking at the story. Get your snowblowers out. Start your engines. Be afraid.
Well, they're basically saying travel shutdown is what they're saying.
Well, it may be. It's supposed to start late tomorrow afternoon. With you, where you are, probably tomorrow morning.
Yeah, tomorrow morning. Yeah.
And then moving up the coast, and it could be the two storms collide. It could be rain. It could be sleet. It could be snow. Inland in Massachusetts and some of the other areas that are in northern and western New England, New York State, could get a couple of feet of snow. There's a lot of moisture in these two storms. And so the Weather Bureau says colossal amounts of snow.
Well, it all depends that storm. There's one storm coming in from the west and one coming from the south. And if that southern storm slows down.
Right. That's an if.
That it can combine with the western storm. You've got a perfect storm scenario.
Right. 3 years ago in New York. I remember how the boroughs all shut down. It was a foot or more of snow. I remember that.
Yep.
And it didn't become as bad in New England as everybody thought it would. I don't think you get... I'll bet you there aren't 4 or 5 inches that come out of this when it's all done.
Can I ask you an L.A. question?
Sure.
An L.A. question.
It's okay, and this is... Don't laugh. This
is
true.
We don't know snow question.
This is a snow question. Yeah. Because, okay, so what is the amount that has to fall to actually, like, shut things down? Because I see all the time, there's snow flurries.
In New York, here in D.C., half an inch.
An inch, really. Okay, New York.
New York, about a foot.
Right.
So 12 inches
actually,
of snow.
He actually shuts things down. Where
and
they
in, New England,
down.
In New England, it's more than that. Where I am on the farm anyway, I'm expecting to spend all day Saturday in the snowplow. That I expect to do, but to not be able to get out of there on Sunday morning and come back here, I'll be all right.
Because you got to think with New York, you got all the elevated train systems, so they have to get the snow off the tracks. You know, under a foot, it can pretty much take care of itself. But once you get over that,
keep the airport open. If there's because they have the most amazing things, by the way. The airports now in the northern climes have these machines that are at the end of most of the large runways. They're snow melting machines. They take the snow and they push it into this machine, and it is an engine all kinds of sort of radiators on it. Melts the snow. Because they don't pile it up. They just get rid of it down the drain. Down the drain, and they just melt the snow and go right down the drain.
Manhattan, they push it into the rivers.
Well, it used to be that they piled it all up. I don't know.
Where are you going to put it? You can't put it anywhere.
Right. I mean, but all the years that people hauled snow all over the place, like you're suggesting, they dump it into the river or they dump it into the ocean. Now somebody come up with this machine. Now it's expensive. But how much does it save in hauling stuff all over the place? They just stick it over a drain, push all the snow into it. It measures it. It goes right down the drain. Hello. Duh. So anyway, that's your
duh.
Speaking of duh, there's a crackdown on wardrobe for the Grammys. Jennifer's got the story in a moment here on Good Day.
Alrighty, emergency vitamin drink mix radio, take 74.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, emergency will make you immortal.
No.
What?
Emergency supports your immune system.
Oh, immune.
Yeah, it doesn't make you immortal.
No?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, oh, right. Okay,
just take another one.
Okay. With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, emergency supports your immune system.
There we go.
So you'll probably live forever.
What are you doing to me?
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good. Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you died tomorrow, would your family have enough to pay the bills? Or could they lose their house, savings, and dreams of a good education? You don't have to put them through that. Getting term life insurance to provide for your family is fast, easy, and amazingly affordable. A 5-minute call to AIG Direct could save you up to 70%. Just listen to this. Less than $17 a month gets you a $250,000 policy. Now is a great time to get term life because some prices have dropped to their lowest rates ever. And AIG Direct has partnered with American General Life to bring you their lowest rates on term life insurance. Find out how incredibly affordable term life is through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. The call takes just a few minutes, and through AIG Direct, you could save up to 70%. Call 1-800-530-4856. That's 1-800-530-4856. 1-800-530-4856.
It's a new year and a great time to reflect on things you sometimes take for granted. As the saying goes, freedom doesn't come free. That couldn't be more true for our wounded soldiers returning home. Would you please join me in supporting veterans by getting them the help that they need and deserve? My partners at the Purple Heart Service Foundation are dedicated to seeing that all veterans receive the support they need, so with your help, they can continue to go above and beyond to serve those who have served us so well. Get involved today by making a donation. You can give any unneeded vehicle easily with a free pickup, boats, that sort of thing. Cash, credit card donations are also accepted. All donations are completely tax deductible. The Purple Heart Service Foundation relies on your donation, so don't sit around thinking about helping. Do something. Get involved by calling 877-743-1631. That's 877-743-1631. Purple Heart Service Foundation, 877-743-1631. Now it's time for Jennifer Horn and the edict from CBS, among other things. There's a warning. Danger,
warning, warning.
Danger. All right, so.
Well, this is kind of interesting. CBS has been in a lot of trouble for wardrobe malfunctions. They've been in trouble for F-bombs during the Super Bowl. Well, they're not taking any chances on wardrobe malfunctions at the Grammy Awards, which are going to be held this Sunday. CBS fired off a letter to the talent that's appearing on the show and advised them not to wear anything risque to the ceremony. They said, quote, please be sure that buttocks and female breasts, I guess you can show man boobs, but female breasts are adequately covered, it reads. Thong-type costumes are problematic. Yes, for more reasons than just one. Please avoid exposing bare, fleshy undercurves of the buttocks and buttock crack. Who writes these letters? It continues, bare sides or undercurvature of the breast is also problematic. Please avoid sheer see-through clothing that could possibly expose female breast nipples. Please be sure the genital region is adequately covered so that there is no visible puffy bare skin exposure.
Wow.
Yeah. In addition, the network does not want the stars to wear any lapel pins with the name of an organization visibly spelled out. That means they can wear a colored ribbon to support a cause as long as there's nothing written on it. So very tight dress code over at CBS for the
poll today at DougStephan.com. Do you think CBS's memo about wardrobe and causes will have any effect on the Grammys? A, yes, it'll be a clean and professional show. B, I don't think it'll matter one way or the other. C, I think some will go overboard on purpose. D, I mean, that's what I think. They'll just cause backlash. Of course, they're asking for it. Asking for it. Sorry,
I mean, that's pretty detailed.
But the fact that they have to write this is
stupid.
Yeah, well, what does it show you about the people?
Childish.
Yeah.
All right, so what else, Jen?
New NCIS is coming. There's a third NCIS series shaping up over at CBS.
NCIS Framingham.
Yeah, it's going to begin taping in March. It's John Corbett will be the head guy.
So where is it taking place?
Los Angeles.
Another NCIS Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
What do they call it?
Yes, indeed.
Really?
Yep, that's exactly right.
Good Lord. How the hell... How the heck are going to come up with enough...
It's going to be... I mean, I think they're going to come up with a different name for it, but it's set in Los Angeles.
All right. 51 after on Good Day.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neofera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to Neofera.com, spelled Neofera.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at Neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
Sing about the words anyway.
Body bed.
Right. It's this is Beyonce Kreitler, who's on the Good Day program today.
And he's feeling extra bootylicious today.
Right. He's going to. He's going
and
to.
No,
lift.
Tom, we're not ready for this jelly.
And on the 364th day, God made.
All right.
The Tom Home Improvement radio host.
Yeah. Right, he's going to lip sync the answers to some of your questions in a moment here on Good Day. Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program next up here.
Imprint knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, get 50% off banners and posters. No coupon needed. Limited time only. Details in-store and at staples.com/copy and print. Staples. That was easy.
Because Wendy switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her vacation savings jar wants to pat her on the back. But it can't. It's a vacation savings jar. It doesn't have a palm to pat with. Even if it tried, it'd just spill change everywhere and make a mess. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the extra cash, you'll know your vacation savings jar wants to pat you on the back. But remember, it can't. It's a jar. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Speaking of happy, I'm always happy when my friend Tom Kreitler joins us. The story often here, well, it depends on where he is. His expertise in home improvement and repairs is legend, television-wise, radio-wise, and otherwise. He really wouldn't be anything if it weren't for his appearances on this program, and he knows it. And so once in a while...
Agreed.
Yeah, right. Exactly. If without me, you'd be nothing.
I'd be me.
You'd be still out there. You'd be inspecting homes.
Right. I'd be working my way through crawl spaces and basements and attics of America.
Yeah, and working as a private
eye. How much bigger can you dig this ditch?
Which, like the hole that I'm digging?
Yeah.
That's okay. All right, let's get to some of these questions for Tom. Karen writes, vinyl flooring in my kitchen has yellow stains near the sink that have bled through from below. I want to install a new laminate flooring. How do I make sure no stains bleed through on this new wood-like laminate?
You know, that's a good question, and it's one that confuses a lot of people because so many folks are accustomed to using these mats that are sort of carpet mats with the rubber mat right near the sinks, right?
Yeah.
So what happens, we get this question a lot, and people think it's a stain in the floor that they can clean like they've tried to clean anything else that spills. But actually what's going on here is it's probably a chemical reaction between the rubber mat and the vinyl floor. So therefore, what's happened to your vinyl floor, Karen, is it's probably not a stain that's sort of bled through that's going to come through. It was probably the result of either your use or maybe a prior homeowner's use of one of those rubber mats near the kitchen sink. And, you know, if you have that kind of thing in your house, you really should not use the rubber mats because it does have this chemical oxidation reaction that causes that yellowing of the vinyl that cannot be cleaned. You have no worries, though, about it sort of coming through and getting into the wood-look laminate as long as mat is no longer used.
Huh. All right. That's something we wouldn't have thought was the case, but that's instructive. Tom Kreidler from the Mini Pit, let's see here, part two. Blake writes, my next-door neighbor recently learned she had termite damage. Does this mean I'm likely to have it as well? That's a pretty good question. Do termites move from home to home?
Yeah, I mean, the truth is the termites are there. So, Blake, you've already got termites in your neighborhood. It does not mean you're more or less likely. You have the same probability of having an infestation get into your house as you did before. I mean, there are a couple of things that you can do to not make yourself a target of termites. For example, in the years I spent as a professional home inspector, I used to find piles of firewood, like, against the side of a house. That's a really bad idea. That's like throwing red meat to the lions. So things like that can attract termites. But generally, it's a good idea for you to do an inspection on a yearly basis and look for either the termite mud tunnels. These are the sand-colored tubes that they create as they crawl into your house. You'll find them in the basement or crawl space along the exterior beams. And the other thing that I used to do as a home inspector is I would take a long screwdriver and tap on that lumber around the outside perimeter of the wall. If you find something that's infested with termites, it'll have a hollow sound to it. So good idea to be on the lookout always for termites if you live in a part of the country that does have subterranean termites.
Tom, is putting termite traps in your backyard a good or a bad thing? Does it attract them or keep them away?
Yeah, I don't like the termite traps. I'd rather have folks treat their
home.
What
do you do with them after you trap them?
yeah. Well, actually, there's a kind of trap where they go in there and they pick up a poison and bring it back to the nest. There's termiticides that do the same thing, and they're undetectable, and they're very, very effective.
Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit. Check out moneypit.com, 59 after on Good day.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.